August 26, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Maraj Speak, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wafi bin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomarajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before getting started this evening, I want to thank Imam Muslim Abui for covering for me yesterday. I pray to Allah to bless him for his hard work. He's a technical man and imam that teaches on Fridays from 7 to 8. The Quran Surah 41, Ayat 8, God could have made man one community. The Quran Surah 41, Ayat 10, God gave man all needs in four periods. Four human essence is seen in four. So we know it is not a salat, but the time of Asr prayer is a salat, and at certain times, and that is between sunset and thura. So it is at a certain time. I don't think it has a direct reference to the Asr prayer, but indirectly, yes. So when it says, surely man is lost except for he who believes, have faith and good deeds, and strive in the support of truth and patience and perseverance. So this is the end of that surah. So it is just telling us, the virtuous, we need to be successful in life and how to keep the life as God wants it. And you know, human essence is seen in four, and the Quran addresses that essence over and over again, and that indirectly addresses human essence, because when we lose our essence, that is when we lose our life. We lose everything. So it is addressing human essence, and it is addressing history because it says, well, Asr. Well, Asr, translated by the token of time, and some of them add down through the ages. So this is talking about difficult times. No, because you are not paying your, no, because you are not praying. You are speaking. God is speaking, and when you say that you are speaking too, so you should say at the end of that, not I mean, but Sadaqa Allah has seen at the end of Surah Asr. So immigrants, most do not know the religion. So these immigrants, they are bringing all this confusion into our country, America, into the Muslim community, and they don't know. Do you think they know the religion? These guys just came from poverty or struggling to get rich over in their country, and they didn't make it too well over there. They see opportunity over here. They come over here. And suddenly he thinks he can be an imam because he thinks we do not know anything about the religion. They say, we knew people, they don't know the religion, and I can be an imam there. So there is a dua in the Quran, and the people are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatiha is a dua and a surah. Dua is not a salat prayer. Opinions different allow them to be expressed. So prayer in this sense is dua, right? Because if we say this and say Ameen, that is no salat, that is a dua, right? So that is a dua. So a dua, the word comes from the Arab word du'ad, da'ad, which means to call asking for something. Call on God for help. So if there is nothing and they're calling on God for help, that is no dua. Why is al-Fatiha a surah, but also a dua? It asks, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us on the right way. So the Quran opens with a chapter that is a dua, and it is standard dua for all occasions. It opens up the Quran. So we have different opinions, and I don't discourage that. I encourage it, even if you're wrong. If you have something to say, say it. Who knows? Maybe we are wrong, maybe you are right. And if we can't agree, now just let it rest. See if it has the power to come back. The Quran Surah 42, Ayah 2, could have made man one. Organizations like the World Conference of Religion and Peace, Hope in the City, Muslim World Congress, the Muslim World League, and many others are working to bring about more desire in the top leadership for the united effort, a coalition working to support the best that is in all people, not just in our people, in all people, and to help each other come back to the best of what God gives us through his servant and his messengers. So this is what we are trying to do. We know we can't change each other, not at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if he had wanted us to be one people, all in one ummah, he would have made it so. But he left it like this so we would be tested by each other, and so that we may compete with each other in a race for all that is good, and prove ourselves before Allah who is the most worthy and who is not, who is in the first class, and who is in the second class, and who is in the third class, and who is in no class. Tawheed of God and matter. The Quran Surah 42, Ayat 11, there is none like Allah. As Muslims, we believe, first of all, in the unity of matter. And we believe, and when we say matter, we mean the whole cosmic order, everything in existence that religious people call creation. We believe in the unity of matter, and we believe that oneness is a reflection of the unity of God, as we call it in our religious language, Tawheed. Tawheed begins with the belief that there is but one God and everything else is an extension because of that one God. So he extends has no beginning, no ending. He is eternal without beginning, without end. He is without change. He was, he is, and he will always be. That. So in our religion, we are taught that nothing can even begin to approach him to change him. He cannot be changed. Nothing resembles him. There is no image of him, as it says in the Quran. Lasso methlihu shay, translated, there is nothing at all, and methlihu, it's also a common expression in the Arabic language that simply means likeness. So this is nothing at all existing like him. So the prophet left with us a sense of great importance for human beings who accept that kind of focus, that kind of way of viewing the external reality and their own reality. Man's reality, a very, very special role for man that lifts us well, that lifts us with a sense of great importance, that man in this vast universe, if he devotes himself to the service of God, satisfying what God requires of him, working for God's aim and God's purpose in the material and human world, that his freedom is unlimited. And also the tools, the resources by which he will advance himself, the society and the world of man are also unlimited. So God says he made useful to be of utility whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, the sun, the moon, the elements, the climate, the natural forces. Everything created, he has made it to yield service to human society. Because of that belief, man of enlightenment expanded their vision, their intellect, and worked hard to improve the state of human society, utilized the natural sciences and the human sciences for that purpose. So this is what accounts for the greatness of the early community of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon it, is scientific advancements and human advancements. So it's great excellence, and this is what accounts for the excellence of the Western society, and also, I mentioned, the Jewish enlightenment that came before those two. Industry before civilization by the primitive man. It is very important then for us to preserve the focus on the historical development of knowledge. Industry did not begin with disenlightenment. It began before disenlightenment. In fact, industry began before there was civilization. Primitive man, notice how certain things happen in his particular environment, and he understood it. He was able to cook his food with fire. He was able to make tools and weapons out of iron. And he was able to make vessels to sail the seas and do many things and practice medicine. So this major enlightenment for man that accounts for the greatness of man and the world of man is not the beginning of the sciences. So matter. And it is the beginning of a certain defined, specific way of looking at matter. So the role of matter, the role of man in matter, and most of all, the theme of matter, seeing the aim in matter and believing that there is a God behind it. That is what accounts for the great civilization we call Islamic civilization, Judaic civilization, and Christian civilization. And they were others. All science, material, human, spiritual, is pure. We don't believe that there is some science other than that spiritual science, all of a part of the unity of science. Muslims thought we can explain something that are scientific matter, spiritual matters, and human matters. It doesn't mean that they are not of the pure science. We believe that all of these sciences are pure. They are not pseudo-sciences, not half-sciences. They are all full, pure sciences, whether it is human, spiritual, or material. So we believe there is only one knowledge and one truth, and everything else is just a form expression of it, and God is the creator of it all. So we don't have a division or split. On one side, there is the spiritual society on the other side, and the material society is in conflict. There is no conflict for the sciences with Muslims. The sciences all share a unity. Religion and faith must work together. Jesus and Muhammad will be seen together. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, all prophets had the same religion. El Hadith, page 482 and 642W, Jesus, Muhammad from the same grave. So Palms, 84:6, Valley of Becca. Prophet Muhammad said also, there will come a time when you will see Jesus Christ and myself together. Prophet Muhammad said that there will come a day when the people will see the two messengers of God, Christ Jesus and Muhammad together. I believe that time is now. Our world is one. And for the first time, the great religions are realizing that they have to work together and benefit from the knowledge and the purity and the wisdom and courage of each other. We can't do it alone. We have to benefit from great blessings that God has bestowed upon us separately. We have to benefit by working together. So we are realizing that for the first time, Mecca is supporting the dialogue with the Christian leaders of the world. For the first time, that has happened. So we are definitely living in the day of religion, a new day. And I believe that the world will see those two great figures together in this day and time, Muhammad and Jesus together in the last day. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, prophets had the same message. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayah 51 to 2, prophets are one brotherhood. El Hadith, page 4, 82 and 642W, Jesus, Muhammad from the same grave. So Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, you will see, meaning the future world, the people to come, and I, Christ Jesus, together. Now, what does this mean? They are going to appear in physical form or appear physically at the end of the world? No. That is the simple expectations of the simple-minded. What does it really mean? It means that those people who were in opposition to Allah, through Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, from Christianity, with one day not them of that time, but those Christians of the future time, will come to see Muhammad, the prophet, and Christ Jesus, peace be upon them, in agreement with each other. So prophets had the same message. God did not send prophets and messengers to disagree with each other. None of them disagreed with each other. If you understand their message, they all are in harmony with each other. And they all were advanced the same thing, the way of God for mankind and community life. Muslim prophet, the Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, prophet had same religion. So Muslim, a person who tries to live the best of their nature. Prophets all were Muslim. So what is in the Quran and what Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, established is above what I teach or establish. What do I teach every time I come here? Quranic Arabic, Islamic study, and comparative religion, not just religion. So when we say comparative religion, we mean just what we are saying. We are comparing the religion of Islam, but I mentioned sometimes other religions, even Buddhism. But we are comparing Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And that is the reverse. It did not come in that order. First, the Jews received the religion, claimed it for themselves, and claimed all the prophets to be Jews. And we do not agree with that. Those prophets are not Jews. They were all Muslims. Prophet Muhammad was a Muslim. Muslim means a person who tries to live the best of their nature, the excellent of human nature, and believe in a supreme power over all things. He tries to live the best of his human life or nature and believe in something above creation. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was a Muslim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. And if you do not know that, you need a lot of help. And I will ask Imam Donnell Kareem to help you because I won't be here long enough. If he was not a Muslim, what was he? He didn't accept the worship of the Arabs. He refused to worship idols. And he lived the best of his human nature. The Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said every human being is born Muslim, and the circumstances the child is put in makes it otherwise. So Muslim is talking about something inherent, the human excellence that everybody has. I could debate you, but anybody who wants to debate me, I am not talking about here, anybody in the world and prove that they are wrong when they say these prophets were Jews. I can't prove that. I can prove that. And I'm right when we say they were Muslim. So mother, we are written in her womb. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayah 4, mother of the book. And verily it is in the mother of the book, in our present heart, in dignity full of wisdom. So even the Quran is an expression of nature called the Word of God. But God lets us know that these words are in the creation. He says, they are ayats in you and ayats in the heavens, ayats all between the heavens and earth, ayats in the earth, ayats in the human, yourself, ayat, verses, ayat, the plural form of the word. And then he refers to the mother of the book, says, it is in the mother of the book, the nature, that he created the mother of the book. So just like we are an expression out of our mothers, born in our mothers, nothing written, what I mean, no human design. But in our mothers, there formed the human design, and we are written in our mothers, philosophically speaking. Then she produces, which he had her computer. It comes out of finished product. Revelation in creation, man inspired to bring it out. The Quran, Surah 30:30, don't make changes on the nature made by God. So it is the same way for revelation. Revelation, it is God's creation in man, and in everything God has the power to inspire man and bring it out. So there are a lot that statement is in the Quran, Deen al-Fitra to Lat, Deen al-Fitra, Leiti, Fatirin, Nasiya Aleha. Deen al-Fitra to Lahil, Leiti, Fatirin, Nasiya Aleha. It is the religion of origin. Fitra simply means origin. So prayer, Ruku says, glory to my Lord the Mighty, not the great. So Quran Surah 43, Ayah 13, Allah subject creation to man's use. So there is an expression in Al-Islam, and it is a prayer. Subhanallahi kira lana haddaha wa minkun na lahu mukarinin. Subhanallahi shakira lana haddaha wa minkun na lahu mukarin. Translated, glory is to God who brought this into our use, and we could not have achieved this by ourselves. And when we rise from sajda position in prayer, don't we say Allahu Akbar? And when we say it in ruku, we say Sultana Rabbil Athin, translated, glory to my Lord the Mighty. Why is the word mighty used? Someone has translated it recently, not as mighty. They say by mistake, they translate it into English as glory to my Lord the Great. The term for great is Akbar. El Asim is mighty. Why use the term the mighty and not the great? Because man has been trained by man who took him away from the worship of God to bow to them, because they are mighty men, mighty kings, and mighty armies, mighty empires. So God is telling man, no, they are not mighty. Your God is mighty. So when you place your hand on your knees, where the biggest muscle in your body is connected, right behind the knee, going up towards your head, the thigh muscle in the biggest muscle in your body, to help you stand up. And when you run, ride bicycles, or when you become gymnasts, it gets real big. The scripture, it says, it shall be written upon his thigh, the trustworthy and the truthful. Who is the fulfillment of that? Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So if you have a problem with that, you are going to really have a problem before I finish. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayah 14, to our Lord we must return. Return is munkalibun. Munkalibun equals return. So the word heart is kabun. In it, we feel it to go to God, and what is carrying us there is the heart. Because of wrong attitude, your heart will influence you to miss the right way. Whatever we do, we can't have a human response before it first registers on the heart. Man's first response is spiritual. The wise says intelligent responding is first, a matter of heart and soul. So heart represents consciousness, soul represents the nature. First the heart is involved, then later the brain is involved, secondarily. So when we say heart, we mean spiritual concerns, no matter how quick the response is. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayat 19, question what God revealed but not own. Selves, hadith, see self, see God. Adam, father, followed nature. Abraham, second father, intellect. So one father followed the nature, the other father followed the direction in the intellect, or intelligence, pardon me. Let me make that perfectly correct. One father followed the direction in the nature, the other father followed the direction in the intelligence. Yes. Now, whoever has seen himself has seen his God. The logic is this, that is, you see yourself, you know that you yourself cannot create. That marvelous creature, that human person with all the properties and faculties of mind and soul and spirit that you have, you know you couldn't create anything like that. So the more you discover yourself, the more you are convinced that something did this. I couldn't do it. And this is no accident. That's something intended for me to be like I am, to have these abilities and to be this and to have this curiosity and to have these desires to know my performance in this world, to know my calling in this world, to know my purpose on this earth. Something has made me like this. Abraham went away from everything like Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, did. Like many of the searchers did. He went away from everything. And he set out in the bare land, away from houses and people, and he began. He did it in the evening. He began to watch the heavens. And he saw the stars. He saw the rational mind wants to find consistency. And there is not consistency and different gods. There are consistency only in the one God. Because the universe, the picture of matter, shows uniformity, shows consistency, shows universal law. and universal law. So he was looking for something that could support that universal theme for all matter, that universal unity for all matter. He was trying to find one that would be responsible for these systems of matter that showed a unity of purpose and existence, a unity of purpose and existence, and a system that held one system that held it all together. Transparency struggled to see essence, true self. What is the new expression now in higher intellectual circles, especially of the God-fearing people, God-fearing educated people? There is an expression, transparency, and an expression that says we are striving for it is transparent to get rid of the physical picture and see the true essence, striving for the transparency. Not only does revelation have body, gross body, and transparency, but also the human person. You have gross body and transparency, and your transparency is the true you, not your gross body. So I mentioned my photo. They have my photo, but they don't have a picture of me. The true picture of me is to know me in my spirit, in my mind, and in my actions. That's the true picture of me, and that's transparent. It's invisible. So when God says he made us in his image, it means that your true picture is not concrete, it's not physical. Your true picture is invisible, transparent. And he has given us of his attributes, like he is merciful. He has made us to be merciful, created us to be merciful. Like he's generous, he has created us to be generous. Like he's holy and does not accept corruption. He has made us to want holiness and to reject corruption. He has given us of his own attributes, his intelligence, and all intelligence, and he has made us intelligent and to be intelligent. So business, paycheck, creative potential. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayat 32, we raise some to command others. So paycheck is something to check pay. What does check mean? Hold back, prevent progress? Now, you who get the paycheck, isn't it a way of containing you and your creativity, your productive potential? Isn't it a way of containing you as just as slaves market, they call the labor market? But the man who has the bank book, he writes his check. That isn't a paycheck. That is a bank check, personal check, etc., right? So they bring us from slavery and they bring us into what they call the modern industrial world. But their language still tells me that they have the same slave pattern, the same slave structure for me that they had before, but they have upgraded it. They have sophisticated their slave gig for containing and called a paycheck. So we don't want paychecks. We want community. We don't want a paycheck. We take them as long as we have to. We don't want a paycheck. We want an Islamic community. We want industrial people, business people. We want people who have the courage to take the lead in the cultural life of their own community. We want people who will take the lead in the economic life of their own community and work hard to make their people less and less dependent on people who give them a paycheck. So boss, no paycheck, only the masses. So they say, are you on a fixed salary? God didn't create me to have my salary fixed. God says he multiplies and rewards. God created me with the ability to get more and more income. How come I have to be on a fixed salary? See the terminology? It is the terminology, a slave master, the bosses don't have fixed salary. The industrialist is not on a fixed salary. They don't have paychecks. Who is this for? The masses. Isn't that reason enough to suspect this society? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Go back to them and continue to be their willing slave? Or are you going to tell them we have a new head on our body and is speaking with a human voice? It's alert, awake, and responsive and responsible. So the Quran, Surah 44, 1 to 59, chapter 44 refers to 144,000 saints. 12 times 12 equals 144. So the righteous are going to be universal. Don't bother yourself and don't bother me. You know I read that surah, I read the Holy Quran. You know more than once. But I read that surah, and do you know the feeling I got before I was like two-thirds through that surah, that the surah was based upon or at least revolving about or around the statement of the Christians in the Bible and 144,000 saints. So I am sure that the number 44 chapter, it has reference to that saying in the Bible. And if and of the Christians, then 144,000 will be saved. Spending will be the same. And 12 times 12 is what? 144. 144,000 is universal. That is what it is saying, that the religions are going to be universal. That is what 144,000 says. They are going to be universal. They are not going to the local-minded, but global-minded, 12 p.m. and 12 a.m. They are in the 12 a.m. because they are saints. They are working with their brothers and sisters to make the world better. 144,000 will be the saints or the stars. It means the same too. The saints too, pardon me. So man, Satan used him to get lifted up. So there was a big jinn who was offered his assistance to King Solomon on him be peace. And King Solomon refused to accept his help that he offered. He was not comfortable with it. He had moral problems. So this is no jam meeting or mention, always bigger than Satan himself. So he is the biggest of all the jinn. And the answer is given in scripture to your question. Satan seduced the original man out of his original nature. And he hasn't stopped working. When he approaches the man, he was nothing but a snake crawling on his belly. And he did not have anything to lift him up. But he said, once I get in this man, through this man, I am going to be lifted up to the heavens. So Satan is born the jinn and in the people. So Nas, people, means dislike, is motivated by kindness and goodness. Home, people, is the common word for people or human beings standing erect. Yes, sir. So from the jinn and the people, but to Satan, the big jinn, he has now gotten into the people. He is both in jinn and in the people. And the people, the Arab word used for people, it does not just mean social community, like we think people are. It means this life is motivated by kindness and goodness. So they promote kindness and goodness amongst people. So that is this Arabic word for people. So there are different Arabic words for people, such as qawm. Qawm is the common word for people or human being standing erect. So the Satan, he does not want that bad people. He already has them. He wants God's people. Those are the good people because they are the ones that are in the way of him, of his plan. His plan is to discredit all authority so that you do not have any authority. He doesn't even want you to believe in him. You just want He just wants you to believe in nothing. Just reject all authority. Think you are free. Think you are free, and your own opinion and your own mind is all you need to rely on. Exactly. So through the good people, he could corrupt the world. But if the good people are left to be armed with their natural righteousness, etc., he knows he is not going to be successful. But if you can't get them, and you know the Satan, if you look at his challenge in Scripture, and for us in the Quran saying that this chapter, or this creature, pardon me, you have made is not better than I am, and I am going to prove it. I am going to defeat the one you want me in him. So you are going to help him, but I am going to defeat him. And he says, only the ones that have committed themselves to you, those are the only ones I won't give. And what it means is this. The only ones that have been guided successfully to you, and they have come into your life, they have come into divine light. So those are the seers. But those who have not become seers, I'm going to get every one of them, he said. Only your divine light can protect them. And look what he says he is going to do, according to the Quran. And the Bible is going to cause them to give up their righteousness and follow his plan for human life. Because when he suggested to Adam, the original human type, how we should think of all of us who brought that thinking or buying that kind of mental makeup or reasoning, we have now become his children. We are not the children and Adam anymore. We are the children of Satan. And when you look at the conclusion of this world right now, where people, even our leaders, our government leaders, you look where mankind is now, how they were, Jesus Christ was trying to get them, Dr. Martin Luther King. No. Are they where Muhammad was trying to bring them? No. They are where Satan said he was going to take them. So this is where they are, right where he said he was going to take them. So what that says, only a few will be saved. 144,000 will be the stars, and that is not many out of billions. We have 5 million. The Quran, Surah 44, Ayah 10, they bring a smoke. Pollution first starts in the heart and the mind of the people. When it builds up, their people lose moral vision and let the world go. Don't care about the damage that the cultures around you influences on yourself or your children. Hollywood brings out mind-crippling movies. Recording industry produces lewd music to destroy your community. So this pollution is waste from material accumulations. Factory, the society, has become so concerned about accumulation that it has lost all sight of the deadly threat. Blacks, like a child neglecting your responsibility as a people, when you let the Caucasian man take everything while you're doing nothing. So the violence, filth, moral deterioration, vandalism in the black community over the last 10 years done so much damage to our community that it may take a generation or two to recover. So the financial losses, human morals, and youth losses are three, are there civilized society has filtered everywhere that are filtering the things that come into the society. If the people see dirt on the filter, they stop those things from entering their environment. And they go and check the salt of the dirt. Look at the violence, immoral film, the evil mind manipulators have put into black mind and heart, even though you don't see them. They're mentally and physically crippling our people through words and film. What happens when the rule of society feels that your community has become an enemy to them, or when they want your community for themselves? They let every destructive kind of thing come into your community, but they work secretly with each other to make sure that they and their children don't become destroyed by the things that are letting come into your community to destroy you and your children. Every kind of terrible, demoralizing, and destructive thing is being allowed into the society. As a result, the society as a whole, both Belalian and Caucasian, has lost confidence in the leadership. So when you follow cultural influences of this society blindly, the fad, music, etc., they might be leading you like rats, dogs, no telling what. Your description might be cultural influences have power to lead cultures on a low level. They can catch and draw you, including your style of dress, thinking pattern, style of your thoughts, style of activities, or the nature and character of your activity. We're speaking philosophically from a rational point. So the cultural fabric feeds the potent, the spirit of the people. So we are influenced mostly by the cultural atmosphere and great revolution the people first had to attack the cultural disease, drugs, antisocial behavior, crime, prevention, etc. So the Quran, Surah 44, Ayah 54. The more attractive woman is the one with the big eyes, a woman that's not deceitful. Wide-eyed means openness, clear conscience. So woman is symbolic of society. Society that hides the inner nature is a bad society, distrustful. But a society that opens with the members of the society is an honorable, trustworthy society. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayah 3, signs in the heavens and the earth. So the word itself is evolved from a crude state. The world itself is evolved from a crude state to its full development. And then we have words of knowledge, the world of culture and culture that are brought from the crude state to their fullest development, Allah, Lord of all the worlds. So is there any culture that has risen up and became a mature culture, a full, healthy, sound culture? Who did it? It wasn't Plato. It wasn't Aristotle. It wasn't any of those people. It was Allah who did it, because they couldn't get that unless they got it by the way that Allah intended for his creatures to get it. And he intended for his creatures to get it from his sign. He has put signs in all of his creation. And he has intended that they get it from his sign. And if you have gotten anything from his sign, then he gave it to you. Man had nothing until he read the signs of God. Is that right? He had to read the signs of God before he could get anything. if he could boast of having mathematical knowledge, how did he get it? Didn't you get it the same way that any other mathematician had to get it? Or somebody taught it to you? And if we got it back and see how we got it and how he got it, finally, we find a way the first one got it. And he got it from reading the signs of Allah, the Creator, not the baby born in Bethlehem a long, long time ago before that. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 1 to 4, man and the universe. So the focus is on human life, man in the universe, human minds in the universe. So that is what we are mean, we mean by man. Man, if you look it up in the dictionary, it is plural. It means male and female, not just male. So when we say man in the focus that we have, religion, God's revelation, we are talking about the plural body that is male and female. So mind and the universe were made for each other. So man and the universe, that is what we are talking about. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the universe for the mind of the human being to engage. And in turn, as we seek to know what the universe says to our human mind, we get something to put or add to our perception of the universe and the thing inside the universe. So this engagement is like the universe is alive too. The universe is communicating to our minds, and our mind is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. The universe is communicating to our mind, and our mind is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. So the universe is changing its picture. It is just growing. It is becoming a living thing with so many beautiful natures and beautiful identities that we never saw before because of our intelligence discovering these things. So it is an interaction. And then we take that knowledge and we apply it to circumstances down here in the neighborhood. And that knowledge grows up the life of the neighborhood. It makes the community more beautiful, more intelligent, and more productive. So this is what we want. And this is what we are going to have. So this is where we are. I am going to well dwell on human identity, identify much, and for so long, you are going to think that the human identity is a football. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 3 to 4, signs in the heavens and the and earth and yourself. Whatever is in the earth, I made it for you to take it and utilize it. Make good use of it. It was God that did that. God sent the man's mind looking up into the heavens for things that he could break, he could bring back down here and use. So it was God that sent him into the seas to discover what's in the sea that could be brought back home into society for use. So God sent it into the earth digging for treasures to see if we could discover something of use. It was God who said, up there, I have placed utilities for you, useful things for you. And down here, I have put deposited useful things for you. And he said, and even in yourself, I have deposited useful things for you. And that's what science is, the science also of the human person, human autonomy, human psychology, human biology, blood, everything, eyes, not a part of the human being. That's the science is not built upon. Hair, everything, respiration, breathing, everything. Who turned them on to that? You can't find any knowledge prior to the revelation telling man that in the heavens I have deposited useful things for your mind, for you to utilize. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said the whole of creation is a field for research and study. That's what Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, taught. And he was just echoing what was put in the scripture before, or what had been revealed to him in the Quran from his Lord, our God, our Lord. The Quran Surah 45, Ayat 3-6, sign in the heavens in yourself. Deuteronomy 6:13, fear the Lord thy God. So come home with it, God says, in the heavens there are signs, and in the earth there are signs. And as well as yourself, there are signs, right? Messages. That is what signs mean. So that is what it is saying, that God speaks through his material world, creation, not only through that, but he speaks through the material creation. And that is the original religion of man, a belief that there is a God over him that he is accountable to, and that God communicates through his creatures or creation of thoughts of material reality all about him. And they say in the religion, what? The beginning of faith or the beginning of obedience is fear. You have to fear the Lord. The commandment came in the Old Testament, fear the Lord God. Isn't that what it says? And it says also that your first teacher, I believe that the way it is put, the way I remember it, maybe, I translated it for myself. I can't recall now. It has been so long since I read the poison. Excuse me. It has been so long since I read that. Primitive religion. So that's what I recall. Fear being your first teacher. So the original religion of man is a religion given to man by the Creator himself before the revelation came. Before he revealed to man, he had already created man with a spirit and a soul and a human makeup that recognizes that there was a supreme over him, and that the superior communicated to him. And in that baby state of religion, or in what primitive, for what of a better word, he was innocent. He was not guilty. He was not a liar, not a deceiver. No, he was an innocent person. His religion was innocent. His religion was pure. His religion respect the order of the world, the natural order created by God. His religion respected that. So man, an extension of creation. So right now, we can study the history of the Indians in America, the so-called Native Americans. And you will find in their religion a lot of respect for the material world, so that they are living proof that man, in his early development, as a religious person and strong attachment to the physical or natural world, Mother Earth, we may say, and the environment beyond this El Islam, we must see God as creator and understand our existence as an extension of creation. God created and extension of creation that should not agree with the God-given design and purpose for creation. So the world that God created is expressive. Okay, how expressive is it? Am I holding you too long here? For the time. The Quran Surah 45, Ayat 3-4, signs in the heavens in yourself. The picture is on the intellect, but before the mind can cultivate it, read the digest the world, You know, that's what God created the human mind to do, digest the whole world. So now you can't understand what I'm talking about when I say digest. There's a little publication out there, been out a long time, very excellent one, Reader's Digest. Yes, God created the human brain, the human intellect, to digest the whole world. The whole world of matter, created things. That's why in the Quran it says that in the heavens and you will find signs, ayat, and in the earth signs, ayat, and also in yourself or in what between heaven and earth, ayat. So ayat verses in the Quran. Now, what is ayat? It is a verse of the Quran, ayat. So the word in print. So that's what it is. Ayat is one ayat, many verses. So what is God saying? Using the same term exactly, not a different one, same term that he used to identify this writing, this print in this book. He used to tell you what you should perceive, what you should be perceiving when you are looking at the external world and yourself. As matter, you are looking at ayat. So now if I want to read this ayat, it's from God. So those are the forms of God directly from God, and I want to read these because they come from God. So then God tells me everything. You say out of it, ayat. Now the sun comes directly from God too, before the revelation did, and the moon, and all the stars. So the wind and the storm and the water, everything, life, death, all created by God, as well as my own self that made those people scientific. The revelation came to them like this. It made them scientific. It directed them to study the order of the skies and the earth and all life, including their own selves, and extract from it the ilma, the science, and the knowledge, and the rahmah, and the mercy that God wants to extend to his human creatures by way of enlightenment. We are going to round this up now. Yes, it's almost four, so everything is all right. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I've been your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We thank New Africa Enterprise, Murad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it pleases God. Thank you, our honorable listening audience, for being patient and listening to us. We really appreciate it. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.